podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we called it Tancast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. Happy thoughts. But you ask, like, you're clean on stage, why do you have this slutty podcast? The best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
Tancast. Welcome to Tancast. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
We interrupt this program to tell you that this episode has been lost. Fortunately, we've gone in and raided some of the audio from the ruins of this episode, making this Raiders of the Lost Tan. During the recording session for this episode of Tancast, one of the Tancasters accidentally set his microphone to the shitty audio setting, so a lot of his audio sounds like this.
Where Andy is hilarious every goddamn week.
So sadly, most of this episode is annoyingly unlistenable, but we promised last week to bring you our high five list of cover songs, and we are going to make good on that promise. Even though you might hear a lot of background noise, distorted audio, unintelligible words, at least you'll, I mean, it's not like, fuck it. Let's get it over with.
Shall we do this?
We shall.
High five!
So, right. Noah, set us up.
All right. So this week, I didn't tease it last week. I just told you.
Yep. You just reached right in your pants with our pants with your words.
Just whipped out, slapped you in the face.
Yep.
Oh. So top five cover songs. That's it.
High
and
five.
Since I picked it, I will lead us off.
Very good.
Ooh, look at Noah.
First one is Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann. Originally done by Bruce Springsteen, in my opinion, his version kicks Bruce Springsteen's ass.
I would agree with that.
Manfred Mann?
Manfred Mann. So it's like Mann and Fred together.
Got it.
Blinded by the Light.
You know, I don't think I've heard either version. I've only heard you sing it on Tancast.
It's epic. Like, it is such a long song.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
How long is it?
7 minutes?
Oh,
like
you!
Maybe?
You.
Alright, so are we going in reverse tan order, or do we just want to go to Tim?
Depends. Andy, do you want to be last, or do you want to be middle?
Well, I mean, we established in our last high five that I want to be middle.
There you go.
Alright.
Oh, right.
I want you guys as my bookends.
That took me a
there
second.
We go.
You want to be airtight?
God, like, I came up with a bunch of ones that I really liked, you know, just sort of like off the top of my head, and I started Googling around to see if there were any like obvious ones that I'd missed, and I came up with so many fucking great ones.
I did too, and I tried to go for non-obvious ones myself.
Yeah, but the obvious ones, I mean, they're obvious because they stick right in the front of my head. I'm gonna go with Jimi Hendrix doing All Along the Watchtower, which was originally a Bob Dylan song.
I'm gonna establish right now, I don't know necessarily who my originals were.
No, that's fine.
You fucking asshole.
I think there's two in here that I'll probably have to re-Google to figure out who the hell it was. So, don't worry about that, Tim.
Alright. Just wanna put that out there.
You should have noted that, Tim. You're such a dick.
Mm-hmm. Although I do know my first one. Oh, the way, I'm sorry, Andy wasn't done.
Oh, no, that was it. Like, it's hard to imagine, at least to me, and probably to most people who've heard Hendrix do it, it's hard to imagine Bob Dylan doing it first. The lyrics, you can definitely see Dylan's hand in it, and the fact that, like, it's almost like the song goes backwards. Like, it starts at the end, and then every verse tells, like, Memento. Like, it's telling the story in reverse order.
I should say about my song, they throw a little chopstick in there. I like it. That's all.
And if I could have heard any of that, I'm sure I would have agreed with you.
Okay, good. I'm like, what?
I said they throw a little chopstick in there. No, the
Oh, yes, they do. I thought it was like maybe like just somebody with chopsticks like playing them like a cowbell, just tick tick tick.
Yeah,
tick,
that's
tick,
what I was like, tick, 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 really, just like castanets or something, like.
I was like, man, what kind of like just fucking musical genius is Noah that he noticed somebody banging chopsticks together? Noah eats sushi all the time. He's like,
that
I know
chopsticks.
That sound.
Someone's playing chopsticks.
I gotta have more chopsticks. I got a fever, and the only prescription. It's more chopsticks. All right, well, I'll go with mine.
Huh?
Johnny Be Good by Marty McFly.
All right.
I was a kid, that was that song. Like, when I finally heard the Chuck Berry version, I was like, meh, there's no Marty McFly.
You know, if you're into that type of thing, there's no Marty McFly.
I have that song on vinyl. I used to play the shit out of that song. And then, like, when people would babysit me, I would play it and act it out, and they would fucking be so entertained. Like, oh, look at him. He's dancing around with his little fake guitar, kicking over a fake speaker.
Was that with you, Tim, when we were talking about, like, when you were a kid, just fucking everything you do is fucking stupendous?
Yep, we were at the wedding.
Yeah, fucking, I miss those days. Fucking look, he kicked his feet. Amazing. Just fucking everything you do as a child, just fucking be the most asinine thing and just people are like, look at him! He's so amazing! Look, he's a child! He's a human being! He's fucking picking his nose! He's beautiful!
He exists!
What was that?
I said, he's in this world and he exists!
Congratulations!
Oh, I should say, just in case there are people listening who don't know, Marty McFly is Michael J. Fox's character from Back to the Future, and he plays Johnny B. Goode at a dance in the 50s before the song came out. And there you go.
Hey Rick, I got, you know, that poppy generic sound you were looking for? I'll listen to this. It's your cousin Marvin Astley.
See, Andy is taking the scene from Back to the Future but doing the parody version that the Family Guy did when Brian and Peter went back to the 80s. There you go.
I thought it was Brian and Stewie.
Boom, Dynamite.
Well, whatever.
No.
Next, I have Hey Ya by Matt Weddle. Originally by Outkast. My first song and this song are... Well, the first song is quite different than the original, and this song is way different than the original. It's, just acoustic with him with a guitar. And I think the reason I like it so much is, like, it just adds, like, a whole other feeling to the song. Like, I never really paid attention to the lyrics until I heard, like, I heard the lyrics, but I didn't really, like, analyze them. I'm like, this, Hey Ya, it's kind of a sad song.
It is. It's like a breakup song.
Yeah, and I just did not realize that until I heard, like, the slow down, like, the acoustic version. I'm like, oh, this song is kind of sad. But I really like his version a lot. So, yeah.
Well, kind of in the
boom.
In the same vein, I'm going to go ahead and toss in Johnny Cash doing Hurt, originally by Nine Inch Nails.
I hurt myself today.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Yep. And again, like, before I heard Johnny Cash do it, I'd heard the Nine Inch Nails version before and, like, just didn't think of it. You know, it was another Nine Inch Nails song for me. It, like, didn't really stand out. But, yeah, as soon as I heard Cash do his cover, it was like, it's his now.
Oh, well, speaking of that, this is actually where this one was in my order of how I just randomly written these down. But, sort of like, you know, this guy did it, or this group did a cover, and it's kind of like it's theirs now. The Jackson 5, Who's Loving You? Which was originally a Smokey Robinson song, but even Smokey Robinson said at Michael Jackson's funeral that, like, he heard, like, him and Berry Gordy were standing there listening to him. And Berry Gordy turned to him and goes, I think he owned you on that one. And even now when he sings it in concert, people come up to him and go, that's Michael Jackson's song.
Fuck you.
Like, nope,
fucking my song.
Actually, even better would be, yep.
So yeah, I've always liked that song. There's a performance of it on the Ed Television show that... Television?
Yes.
Ed Television! It's coming to you in Ed Television!
Sorry. It's funnier to me than it actually was.
No, it was funny.
Anyway, on they performed it on the Ed Television show. Ed Television... Ed Sullivan show live.
Ed Sullivan?
No!
Pardon
no!
me. Let me bask in that for a moment. It feels so good on my skin.
Tim, failure is so warm.
Oh.
I'm gonna climb it like a tauntaun.
God. Anyway, the performance of that, the live performance is really good.
On what show?
Wait, where was the live performance at?
It's some show.
What show? Who's the host?
Host of Mama Boy Ed.
What's Ed's last name?
I don't know.
That's a shame.
Sullivan! You're gonna think I edited that in later. I really did just say Sullivan.
I know.
Multiple times. Anyways, my next one, and there's a bunch of alternates or honorable mentions here that I'll have, but I think my next one will be Sexual Healing by the Hot 8 Brass Band. A, I like that song. B, it's not like a straight cover, I would say. Like, I mean, not like a word-for-word cover. But it's just, it's really long. And it's like a New Orleans-style jazz version of it. So, it's really good.
I'll have to look that up and listen to it.
I'm pretty sure it's on the YouTube.
It probably is. Alright, well, I'm going to switch gears a little bit and say Run DMC doing Walk This Way, originally by Aerosmith.
I wasn't sure if that would count as a cover since Aerosmith came back and recorded it with him.
Did Aerosmith come back and record it with them? I thought that Aerosmith just came back and performed for the music video.
No, if you hear it, the chorus sounds way different than it does in.
Oh,
the
that's right,
because
he doesn't
version.
Just scream the "Walk this way, talk this way."
Yeah.
Yep, it's different. You are right. You're correct.
That is another song where I feel like that version is way better than original.
I also
agree. Noah on that one.
Like the original is just like they just sound so like uninterested. Like it just has more energy. The cover. So there you go.
And, I mean, I'm sure it's not the only thing that brought Aerosmith back into the public consciousness, but it probably was a big part of them sort of reviving their flagging careers.
That and Lisa Silverstone.
Yeah.
And Aerosmith's daughter, or Liv Tyler.
Yeah. At some point, I think we were coming home from going out to grab some dinner on Monday or Tuesday this week, but it's unimportant. My kid was saying something about like wanting to go back to our house, and finally he goes, "Drew, run house." And my wife turns to him and goes, "Whose house?" Yes. I knew
nice.
I was right to pick you.
And he had no idea what the fuck you were talking about.
Nope, but I answered, "Run's house."
Say what?
All right, Tim.
Alright, this one you guys probably have never heard of. It was an album I happened to have gotten when I was working at the radio station, where people did cover songs of children's music, and Sarah McLachlan did a really like slow and sweet cover of Rainbow Connection.
Huh.
We really did a cover of Rainbow Connection.
Well, I don't give a fuck.
It's pretty good.
Like, it makes Rainbow Connection sound very, like, sad. Like, shit went wrong. Like, I don't think this dream is coming true.
Well,
Rainbow Connection.
It is a song about, you know, like yearning for a better tomorrow. But I guess you just flip it from, it's either, like, cheerfully hopeful, like, positive, or just sort of, like, you're melancholy, but still holding on to that little kernel of hope. Or maybe just lying to you to yourself so that you can get through the day.
I mean, it doesn't help that like the only other two Sarah McLachlan songs I know are that Arms of an Angel commercial that always gets played over the top of like beating up animals on those commercials.
Yep.
You gotta beat the animals.
And the only other one I know is from Toy Story 2, which is like the sad moment in that movie where Jessie gets left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So I associate her voice with sadness.
Yeah, that, When She Loved Me or whatever the name of that song is.
Yep, When Somebody Loved
Me. When Somebody Loved Me, that's what it is.
Nominated for an Academy Award, lost to Phil Collins.
Fuck Phil Collins. Wait, was that the same year that he beat South Park?
That is correct.
Double fuck Phil Collins. He should have been third.
All right.
I don't want to double fuck him. Can I just fuck him once?
Once is enough.
Okay, well, I'll triple fuck him, and then
is too much.
We'll average him.
Oh, poor Phil.
Well, I really didn't put these in a good order. Like, my next two aren't that great. Sorry.
Just like Tancast, gonna end it weak.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
So here's another non-obvious one, but in general, I think this is, I mean, this is all this band does, but it's Oh Girl by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
I knew someone were going to pick Me First. I didn't think it would be Oh Girl.
I just like that song. Like, I mean, they have a lot of good songs, but that is one song that I would listen to over and over again when I got that album, which is Take a Break. And then they do a lot. They do, I think they do all black artists on that album.
Yeah, they do like they pick a theme.
Yeah.
For each album.
So that was originally by the Cheelites. I've heard the original, and again, for me,
I'm pretty sure that's Cheelites, like Chicago.
Oh yeah, you're right. You are totally right.
Of course.
For me, the cover's better. And if people are unfamiliar with Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, they do all punk versions of their covers.
Yeah, I like their Stand By Your Man, which they turned into Stand By Your Band for the final verse.
That's not mine. That's not near the top of all the covers that I like for me.
They did a Billy Joel. I remember we listened to that on the way home from Vegas, and I think there was a Billy Joel one I particularly liked.
Only the Good, That Young?
Was that it?
Yep.
That's the only Billy Joel song they've done?
That I recall off the top of my head.
Alright, fair enough. So, my turn?
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna pick Joe Cocker with A Little Help From My Friends. Cover of the Beatles.
Uptown Girl, sorry.
Ah, yes, I've heard the Uptown Girl one. It's like
yes,
super fast.
I think that is the one I'm thinking of, but they did do both.
Yeah. Sorry.
So I totally missed what Andy's was.
Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker doing With A Little Help From My Friends, cover of the Beatles song.
I've not heard that one.
You ever watched
the Wonder Years?
Years? It's the theme song.
Somewhat, it's been a long time.
The theme song. It's not like it was on one episode that was memorable.
I didn't really watch it, though, so the show wasn't really that memorable for me.
You piece of shit!
What would you do if I sang out a key? Like, it sounds like a soul standard, like he's doing some old soul number, and it's a rock number from the Beatles. You know, it's like he downshifted and completely changed the nature of the song. Because it's all like poppy rock when the Beatles did it.
That's funny. I totally thought there'd be more overlap. I don't know why. I thought there'd be more overlap with us, but it doesn't look like any of us are going to overlap a single song.
Yeah, like, I've got like 15 honorable mentions on here just in case you guys stole all my good ones.
Wow.
I have a couple.
I have a couple on that many.
Yeah. All right, me now, or more about A Little Help From My Little Friends?
No, that was all I wanted to say about it is, it's another one of those songs where it really felt like when he did it, that became like the definitive version. And even though it's the Beatles, and it's early Beatles, which for me at least, I don't like it as much as the later Beatles when they started to get more experimental and sort of break away from the boy band dreck that they'd kind of done at the beginning, where they really started to expand the sound and everything. But
yes, we get what you're saying.
You call the boy band stuff dreck, but that's what you liked?
No. I liked the later Beatles when they started to open up the sound, get away from the boy band sound, and start experimenting more with the music.
For me, I thought you said you didn't like the experimental stuff.
No, he did. He said he liked the experimental stuff.
Gotcha.
Yep. But anyways, so the Joe Cocker version. When I hear the Beatles doing it, to me it seems like a cover.
Interesting.
Well,
so my next one, I wasn't even aware this was a cover until I went to Google a different song by this band, which with a similar title that I knew was a cover, only to find this song, which I liked, and then I saw the original version, and I was like, oh, then I'll use this one. It's All Right by Huey Lewis and the News.
I did not know that was a cover either.
I didn't either until I heard the original. I'm like, oh, that's not as good.
You didn't know who did the original?
Do I remember off the top of my head? No.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of Oh, yeah, okay, I know that song.
Bum, 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 boop. You say it's all right. Bum, 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 boop. You say it's all right. Bum, bum,
bum, boop. Yep.
Say it's all right. Have a good time. Cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right.
Yep.
Are we gonna move it slow?
So slow.
Bum, boop.
Curtis Mayfield, you alright? You happy? You happy, you little shit?
Really?
Yes!
In your butt, we do it slow. With my cock. Yeah, with my cock. Alright, Noah.
Okay. Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
That's a cover? Really?
That is a cover. It was originally done by Gloria Jones.
Wow.
Woo. That was loud.
Yeah, see, when I hear Tainted Love cover, I think that was Marilyn Manson that did it, right? Or is it Orgy?
Marilyn Manson did a cover. Orgy might have done a cover.
No, Orgy was known for their cover of Blue Monday. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's just...
So who did Tainted Love originally?
Gloria Jones.
Oh, Gloria.
Good old Gloria.
See, I mean, who doesn't love that song? All right. I'm sure someone doesn't, but...
So they're not listening.
They're great. That's a great song.
Because they're yelling at their iPod.
Me! I don't love it! Well, now I gotta pick my fifth.
Pick it.
Pick it, flick it, stick it. Squick it. Alright, I knew that my last one was gonna be one of the songs off of Nirvana's Unplugged. And I'm going to go with Where Did You Sleep Last Night?
Yes. Classic.
Yeah, it's a cover of, I guess, a traditional folk song. But, especially the one...
fucking minute.
What?
No, don't wait a minute yet. Finish talking.
Okay.
Then wait a minute before we move on.
Alrighty. Like I say, cover of a traditional folk song, and just the way that Kurt Cobain kind of screams the last verse is, I think it's sort of like it summed him up as an artist, that he was willing to step outside of whatever else he was doing and do this folk song, but then turn it right back around and bring it back into sort of his milieu.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. So now, wait a minute.
How did you get through your top five without doing that Last Kiss by Pearl Jam, which was on your top five list of actual songs?
Oh, it's on the list here.
But how did it not make your top five?
It was already on my top five list of, or my high five list of songs.
You son of a bitch.
And actually, for covers, I almost went with Pearl Jam doing a cover of Dock of the Bay.
More like Cock in the Bay.
Yeah.
I like their Hide Your Love Away.
Yeah, that is good.
You got to hide your love away.
Hey, you got to hide your love away.
I'm going
to
go see their movie 20 on Tuesday for free.
For free?
For free.
For free?
You can go if you want, Tim. I don't think you're interested.
That was an odd way that you inflectioned.
For Tim.
You can go if you want, Tim.
If you want Tim, you can go for free.
I have an extra ticket.
All right, Tim.
So, I wanted to say something clever to introduce it, but fuck it. There She Goes by Sixpence None the Richer.
Ah, that is a good one.
Which, up until I looked it up for this, I thought was in the movie So I Married an Axe Murderer, but it was an entirely different cover of There She Goes in So I Married an Axe Murderer.
There she goes, there she goes.
Wow,
again.
You know what? I think I had always assumed that their cover was the one in So I Married an Axe Murderer. I think I got those conflated just like you did.
What movie was it in?
Well, according to Wikipedia, it was in some show. I don't remember what, and I'm not on the page anymore.
I would swear that was in a movie, too. Wow.
I mean, maybe it has been. Was it in Shrek?
I don't think so.
Okay, do we just want to blast through the elementals, or do we want to go in round?
No, I figured just blast
through.
Oh,
definitely blast through, because I imagine we'll be here forever.
Okay. So, my honorable mentions are Valerie. By Amy Winehouse, originally by the Deftones. Totally different version than the original. It's more like soul R&B version. It's very good. This one's called The Elephant Song from Moulin Rouge, and that's like a bunch of covers that they, Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor sing about love.
They're basically
singing little lines from different love songs.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
Can't Hurry Love.
I did. I eliminated it because I didn't consider it to be a true cover of just like a song. Like a bunch of I got rid of medleys. Sorry, no. Please continue.
Oh, no problem. Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins, originally by Donna Ross and Supremes. I use a white guy, but I just love his version.
Yeah, I hadn't realized that was Diana Ross song.
You hadn't realized the original was by her?
Yeah.
And finally, Tiny Dancer by Ben Folds, original by Elton John. He doesn't really do like much to it. He just, you know, just him and a piano and singing, but it's a good cover. Good solid cover.
That's the one where he's talking about how he fell in love with it because of the song, or because of the Almost Famous movie.
I did not hear that in the version I have.
Oh, okay. I have a live cut, and I'm
I
pretty
think
sure
I do, but I might have. I think the live track is like a separate track, so I just never listened to the. Oh, you know what I think it is? I think the part where he talks about the next song is at the end of the previous song.
That's possible.
So I never like once it gets to talking about it, I'm like, all right, next, or maybe whatever was before. I don't like that much. Anyways. That's it. That's all I have for honorable mentions.
All right. Well, mine are sort of all over the place. The photo negative of Run DMC is Dynamite Hack doing Boys in the Hood.
Ah, yes.
Obviously, Pearl Jam's Last Kiss, but also, as I mentioned before, Dock of the Bay.
The Boys in the Hood.
Pet Shop Boys, Always on My Mind. Marilyn Manson doing Sweet Dreams. Metallica doing Turn the Page or Whiskey in the Jar. Which is a traditional song, but theirs is actually based on a Thin Lizzy version.
Always on My Mind by, like, Willie Nelson, or who originally did that?
Yeah, I believe it was Willie Nelson.
Okay, cool.
I also had Nirvana down for Man Who Sold the World, Lake of Fire and Plateau, which they did also on the Uncut, Unplugged. Respect by Aretha Franklin.
I did not know that was a cover.
Neither did
I. Until I was looking up cover songs for this.
Yep. That's how I found it, too. Also, I knew that Janis Joplin doing Me and Bobby McGee was a cover. I had not remembered that it was Kris Kristofferson, that she changed the gender of who Bobby... Well, potentially changed the gender, since Bobby McGee could be a guy's name or a girl's name.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I dated a Bobby in high school.
Yes, you did. Offspring doing I Want to Be Sedated, originally by the Ramones. Creedence Clearwater Revival doing I Put a Spell on You. Aerosmith covering the Beatles with Come Together.
I almost put Michael Jackson doing Come Together.
Yeah, that's another good one. Cake doing I Will Survive.
That's a good one.
Fuck, he wasn't lying. These shits are all over the place.
Yep. And Foghat doing I Just Want to Make Love to You.
Foghat.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, you're white.
Hey, Foghat's got some good... They got some good music, motherfucker.
You're not white?
I considered putting Shinedown doing Civil Man on there, but then I remembered that I hate Skynyrd covers.
Do you deny that you're white?
Oh, no. I am the whitest white that ever whited.
I rest my case.
There you go. Oh, fuck. I almost forgot. Jeff Buckley doing Hallelujah.
Whew. That was close.
Cover of a Leonard Cohen.
Was close.
Somebody else. Shit, who was it? Rufus Wainwright covered Hallelujah after Jeff Buckley did, and that's the version that's in Shrek. But if you go back and listen to Jeff Buckley doing it, it's like it breaks your heart to hear him sing it.
All right.
Breaks my little heart.
Yep.
It's heartbroken. I gotta remember we gotta start these top fives earlier in the episode.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on this. So, Tim, your honorable mentions?
All right. So, I wasn't sure if this technically counted as a parody because they only changed one word, but... the Country Bears, back when they were in Disneyland, the finale of the show was "Thank God I'm a Country Bear" instead of "Thank God I'm a Country Boy."
Oh,
that's what got me to like that song. So I'm counting it as a cover. You can lick my nuts.
Well, they got me a poodle and they got me a fiddle, but I can't play the fiddle because I'm big around the middle. So I just let my voodle piddle on the fiddle.
That is a parody.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Used to sing it all the time when we were in high school, and I love it.
Excellent. So then Alien Ant Farm did a cover of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal.
Yes. I
like
meant
that
to put
that
on my list of honorable mentions as well, Tim.
You did just?
No, I had meant to, but very good, sir.
I didn't know Smooth Criminal, the original, never went to number one.
Really?
It's weird. Some of Michael Jackson's most iconic music videos are for songs that didn't make it to number one.
Huh.
Like Thriller, never made it to number one. Food for thought. Moving on.
That's insane, because like almost everyone from our generation probably knows how to do the Thriller dance, or at least a couple
exactly.
of steps from it.
Exactly. Craziness.
Yep.
My next cover, I'm surprised nothing else by him has been mentioned by the guy who just went before me. William Shatner, Rocket Man.
Can we put Tambourine Man on the list?
He did.
I thought Tambourine Man might make the list.
I can't remember the name of the song, but it was on one of an album Ben Folds produced for him.
Craziness.
It was a great story, Stephanie.
Anyways.
All right. So my last one, my last honorable mention, We Are the World 25.75. What?
Yeah.
So not the one with Justin Bieber and fucking the Jonas Brothers. The guys who do the comedy Bang Bang, or now, it's now called Comedy Bang Bang, but it was then called Comedy Death Ray. It's a podcast and also a show in LA. They got together a bunch of comedians to do a cover of this song to raise money for the LA Food Bank. And like for some unknown reason, Kurt Russell introduces it. And he's like, a bunch of, you know, he's like, starts out kind of serious, like, you know, back 25.75 years ago, Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones, and Lionel Richie got a bunch of people together to raise money, blah, blah, blah. But now a bunch of comedians who can't sing have gotten together. and they're trying to raise money for food. So I want to reiterate that this is a terrible version of this song, of an already not that great song. But... they say laughter is the best medicine, but food is the best food. So please, download and give money or whatever. And so then, like, there's all the, like, Sarah Silverman, Weird Al, Doug Benson, Paul F. Tompkins, Kevin Nealon. And
Sarah Silverman.
I
swear to God, he just said Sarah Silverman.
I didn't. I'm sorry, I was listening to the song, so I didn't hear it.
You son of a bitch! Anyway, they parody both the original and, like, not parody, but I mean they make direct homages to both the original and the remake that had happened earlier that year.
Mm-hmm.
So like, they cut to Kurt Russell, but instead of singing, he's just lip syncing to Steve Perry's portion of the song. And then they randomly add who's the guy? The guy from Haiti? I can't think who spearheaded the We Are the World 25. The singer from Haiti?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, Wyclef Jean.
Thank you. They actually put him in there because they do like a rap section, and then to get back into the song, they put him in there going like, "Kabaya!" It's like it just makes it 10 times funnier when you put it in an actual like comedy version of the song. All
right.
And like Weird Al's part is like it's all auto-tuned, like horribly auto-tuned. Like, it's barely keeping to the melody. It's so badly auto-tuned. Anyway, and then a comedian I directly worked with and sort of started out with in the Bay Area, Brent Weinbach, is in it. And he mentions Epcot Center for no good reason.
Excellent.
There's a lot of, like, at the end when, like, they're doing all the vocal flourishes and what, like, literally Sarah Silverman goes, "Vocal flourish!" It's amusing. Check it out.
Yes, I will.
I'll throw a link to it in the show notes.
Tony is the only one that posted a list that I saw. So Tony put top 5 cover songs, Live and Let Die, Guns N' Roses, good one.
Eh, not bad.
Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Yep.
Rainbow Connection, Be First in the Gimme Gimmes.
Ah, yes.
The Unforgiven on 4 cellos by Apocalyptica.
That word is cellos, I'm sure.
What did I just say? What did I call it?
Cellos.
And Last Kiss by Pearl Jam.
Oh, Jesus, that was funny.
All right, that's it for Tag Ads this week. Good night and good luck.
Oh, you're doing it.
You're riding the queef.
Thanks for listening.
listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast. All this month is Blogtober at TanCast.com. Tim Babb is blogging once a day, every day. Some are funny, some are not. Log on to TanCast every day to see which is which, if you dare. Ha 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 ha